Hi, I'm Gabrielle Giffords, and in my first podcast, I'd like to personally thank my supporters for all that you have accomplished and for the hard work that will continue in the next 37 days until the primary on September 12th and in the next 93 days until the general election on November 7th. Last week, the Arizona Republic called this race here in Congressional District 8 critical to our state and nation. The Washington Post has ranked this race as the third best chance for us Democrats to pick up a congressional seat in November. Across southern Arizona and across this country, people are hungry for a new direction in Washington. Leadership that stands up for working people, not powerful corporations and wealthy interests. Leadership that stands up for what's right for America. You can help achieve this change right here in southern Arizona. It's impossible to overstate how important it is that voters in southern Arizona choose new leadership in Congress this fall. Washington has continually demonstrated that they have the wrong priorities and have ignored the concerns of families right here in southern Arizona. Our leaders have demonstrated that they have the wrong priorities by giving massive subsidies to oil companies when Arizonans are hurting at the pump, and when oil companies are enjoying some of the highest profits in American history, instead of using these funds to invest in renewable energy technologies that will reduce greenhouse gas emissions and reduce our dependency on foreign oil. I'm excited to have released my renewable energy plan last week that calls on Congress to revoke the massive tax breaks on oil companies and invest the proceeds instead into renewable energy. Washington has demonstrated they have the wrong priorities by refusing to allow federal funding of stem cell research. Science that has the potential to lead to cures for terrible diseases like Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, and Lou Gehrig's disease, and end the suffering of millions of Americans. Instead, they've passed legislation like the failed Medicare Part D plan that ensures huge profits for the pharmaceutical industry. Congress has demonstrated they have the wrong priorities by refusing to raise the minimum wage for 10 years, while giving themselves more than a $30,000 pay increase during that same time. Recently, in the dark of night, Congress played politics with hundreds of thousands of Arizonans' poorest citizens by attaching a fiscally irresponsible tax giveaway to multimillionaires as part of a bill that would only gradually increase the minimum wage. This estate tax giveaway would raise the budget deficit by $309 billion over 10 years, on top of the massive debt that this administration has created for our children and for our grandchildren to pay off. The 145,000 Arizonans who would get a raise with a minimum wage increase deserve a straight up or down vote, half of whom are women struggling to live on less than $11,000 per year, and 70% of whom are adults. But only the wealthiest 0.3% of households in America would benefit from this irresponsible tax giveaway, at the expense of another huge increase in the federal budget deficit. Congress voted itself a pay raise in June on a straight up or down vote, and the working people of this country should be given the same opportunity. Everything we see from Congress confirms that we need a new direction in Washington. We will only be able to achieve this with your continued support, enthusiasm, and hard work. You have set the bar for a strong and active grassroots campaign here in southern Arizona. You have collected more than 7,000 petition signatures to put our campaign for a new direction on the ballot, at least one signature from each precinct in our 9,000 square mile district. You have donated more than 5,000 volunteer hours since the start of the campaign. Almost 1,000 of you have signed up to be a volunteer for our campaign. Nearly 200 of you have become neighborhood captains, organizing your precinct and talking door-to-door with your neighborhoods about the campaign's message of change. Almost 200 of you have signed up to send letters to your contacts through our Friends and Neighbors program. This is the way to affect positive change in southern Arizona and in America, with an enthusiastic, energized, and active grassroots campaign, and I am honored and humbled to have so many folks volunteering for our campaign to help us achieve a new direction in Washington. Southern Arizona really is hungering for this new direction. So is America. This race, as the Arizona Republic stated, is critical to our state and nation. We have the opportunity to elect a Democrat from southern Arizona who stands up for working people over powerful interests. I'm proud of my record of working to expand health care, improve our public schools, and protect the environment. If you haven't volunteered yet, feel free to come by our headquarters in Tucson at 5704 East Broadway or give us a call at 512-0012. Also, I'd like to invite you to visit our website at giffordsforcongress.com. In the next 37 days until the primary and 93 days until the general election, you'll undoubtedly work harder than you ever worked in your life. But on November 8th, you'll wake up in the morning after the people of Southern Arizona and America have voted for a new direction for our country, and you'll know that you played a vital part in making our country and our world a better place. Thank you from the bottom of my heart for your dedication to our campaign for a new direction.